Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. That's very interesting, talking to Beth Carvey about the process of the book.
Well, we ran out of time before she talked about taking it out to the Meskwaki Indians at Tama and seeking their approval and meeting with some very reluctant people who have been hoodwinked before by people who write all about them without knowing very much about them. And apparently they were very impressed with by the time she was through.
Yeah, it's sensitivity to other, you know, we tend to think that we in the United States, I mean, this is us, you know, U.S., United States, it's us. And we forget that there are many, many other people who occupied this land ahead of us, and they're still here. And we just look past that.
And they have a culture that may be different, but not necessarily inferior.
Oh,
and
no.
In fact, in some ways, it hangs together a lot better than ours does.
The idea that no one owned land, that the land belonged to the Great Spirit and we'd simply occupied it for a while and then we're gone, that actually makes a lot of
sense.
Well,
the back lot of our house is the Indian boundary line of 1819 that took land away from the Sauk and Meskwaki and gave it to the whites. You know, anything north of that land was still Indian, not for long, but for a couple of years anyway. That was 1819. So I own a piece of land that the Meskwakis never gave up.
Yeah.
You know, well, they were hoodwinked out of it. They got four Indians drunk, Lewis and Clark, Clark of Lewis and Clark in St. Louis, got four Indians drunk, pretended they were chiefs, and had them sign away all this land.
Yeah. It's not a pleasant history to think about, but you know you can't go back and change the past. But what you can do is be sensitive to the fact that you know there is a past, and the past is present for many people, people who have different cultures, different understandings of life, and so on. We tend to want to convert people. Not just in religion, but everything.
I grew up, I think, in a typical Lutheran family. There was one right everything, you know, one right radio station, WCCO, one right network, CBS, one right gas station, Standard, one right car, Chevy.
Yeah.
And anything else was, you know, what are they doing?
That's true.
And it took me a long time to realize that we're gifted with a plurality of cultures.
And tolerance is a tricky thing. You know, even the word tolerance, when you talk about tolerating something, that's kind of dismissive.
Well, it is.
But yet the idea of tolerance in a non-dismissive sense, that we should have respect for other traditions, other ways, and not be dismissive, it's hard to do. It really
well,
is.
Every time there's a shift in our culture toward what groups you're going to permit to be part of the group, you know, there's a huge uproar for a long time.
Yeah, it's people are funny. What can I tell you?
Oh.
But that was very interesting, and it's good to know that there is a book called 12 Moons that can tell you about the Sauk and Meskwaki
Indians. I've heard very good reports about it, too. I mean, it really is a well-done comprehensive book.
Well, then that's your assignment, dear listener. You're going to read that book and find out about things. Our assignment is to clear the airwaves, make room for those who follow us. Thank you for being with us. I'm Don Wooten for Roll Tweet. We've enjoyed having you on today's Scribble, and we look for you next week.